Let's start with the key differences between GA4 and Universal Analytics.
Yeah, first we got three main differences here. It's how data collecting in Universal Analytics properties. We get measurement session-based data model. In GA4 properties, it's flexible event-based data model. It means that every heat in GA4 collecting as events, like session, it's session events, and etc. For it's very important how our reports will build in GA4. It will help us to avoid some session sampling, I mean data sampling in our reports, and yeah. So this will helpfully specify the action the user took and or add further context to the event or user. So yeah. Also, we can discuss reporting system in GA4 and Universal Analytics, because in Universal Analytics properties, we limited cross-device and cross-platform reporting. In GA4, it's full cross-device and cross-platform reporting. So yeah, it's very important, because we can use, for example, website data stream. We also can add app data stream, and we will see all the data in the one place. So it will be very helpful. And about automation and Universal Analytics, it's limited automation. And as Google says, Google Analytics for properties, it's machine learning to improve and simplify insight discovery. So it's we can find some really really important solution investigation from Google as tips and yeah, etc. So something like that.
Okay, so basically the three key differences is first, the difference in how data is collected. Second, the difference in data streams. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the third one is the reporting feature, right?
Yeah, GA4 will help with automated insight and create forecasts to fill in gaps. So,
understood.
Yeah,
thank you. Let's move on to the next thing in the outline. So, why should you migrate to GA4?
On July 2023, standard Universal Analytics properties will stop processing new heats. So it's the main reason. And if you still really have Universal Analytics, it's necessary to prepare GA4 account. So yeah, GA4 is next generation measurement solution, and it's replacing all the Universal Analytics. So it is the main reason.
Okay, and is there a reason why companies, why websites should start the migration process already now?
Yeah, it's important, because for now, if you can start now, and you will get all the data from now when you just start collecting data in GA4, and then when Universal Analytics properties will stop processing new heats, you will have all the data in GA4 already. So yeah, I think it's the main reason why you should do that. And also, you can imagine how it's new. It's like new system. It's a new interface, new reports, and it's very important to start working with GA4 right now to be on the same line when it will be necessary.
Okay, understood. So basically, we need to migrate to GA4 already now, because the data in GA4 property will start collecting only from the day when this GA4 property is installed. It cannot have any data from before the installation date.
Yeah, correct. And one more thing, it's important because if we're talking about conversions, some conversion actions, it's calculated different than Universal Analytics in GA4. So it's very important if you start collecting this data right now, let's say, and then you can compare the real number of previous period. So it will be very hard, and I don't think it will be correct to compare some previous period data in Universal Analytics with previous data, with current data with in GA4. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that in July 2023, when we will start using GA4 already, like solely without Universal Analytics, we will have some like historical data already accumulated in this property for our reporting.